Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you for this powerful seed that you have released into the kingdom. Can I tell you that this seed is going to cause you to come into a season of new possibilities? Can I tell you that this seed is going to cause you to come into a time of even greater respect and new resources, but also more safety, but also more satisfaction? You remember that, because God says your step of faith has prepared you and propelled you into a new degree of strength. I see answers coming. I see wisdom. I see success. I see surprises. I even see support coming your way. The Lord says unto thee that this is your hour and this is your season, for he's pulling and putting the pieces together. For the Lord says that he's laying the firm foundation for thee. For you shall not lose, but you shall win. For I surround thee as you surrender unto me, and I will cause you to come into a season of new opportunities. Now, the Spirit says, as you're preparing yourself to move forward into the month of October, it seems like in early October, the Spirit of the Lord is going to encourage you to fight back and stand your ground. And with this, you're going to be able to create a spot of opportunities for growth. You'll also begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee in an unusual way. And I heard the Lord say, even from October till December, changes that you've been going through all year, and though they have had a ripple of effects on some important relationships, important people in your life, but I'm hearing the Lord says some things are coming to an end and to a closure. And you're going to find that you're going to break away from some old things. You're going to break away from some old beliefs, old emotions, old relationships, patterns, in order to begin to embrace the new. For the Lord says that you're going to be striving and moving forward. Now, between now and December, into December, the Lord says it's going to be important that you don't move in low self-esteem, that you're not seeking others' approval, which would only mold you into what they want you to be, mold yourself into something that is not of me, molding yourself to what you think others want you to be and to behave. So the Lord says, be not afraid to shine. Be not afraid to stand and be all that I have called thee to be. Now let's talk some more about the month of October as you're preparing for the month of October. Around the 8th of October is going to be a very powerful time, and yet you're going to be quite courageous. And the Lord says unto thee, do not hold back or apologize for what you know is right for yourself. Also, you're going to have a real chance to show your peers and those in high places what you can do. But God says, don't act with a pleasing eye in mind, but please yourself first and know that everything else will fall into its proper place. In November, the Lord says, speak the truth. Speak the powerful truth that he's placed deep down inside of thee. I do feel around November the 6th, someone else may not agree with your perspective, but you can agree to disagree, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Just don't abandon your own point of view. Around the 10th, the Lord says, press forward with your goals and believe in yourself. On the 12th, seems like work with someone else that can make the best of the collaboration or partnership, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Work in teamwork. Well, I want you to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Dominique. God says there's going to be promotion because you could be trusted with so much. God says that your integrity is coming before a lot of people. God says that you're the type of person, you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. God says this, the higher ups, I don't know if this is your job, or I just see people in authority, they come to you, and they ask you, and you tell them straight. And a lot of times you pray before you even tell them anything. And that's the best thing to do, God says, that you are following his lead. And that is exactly what he installed in you, and he wants you to continue to walk that path. God says that you're not easily influenced, because it might be easy or, and things of that nature. God says, even when the road is rough, you still go straight. God said that he is going to bless you, and he's going to continue to bless you because you stand for your Lord. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Dominique. For yet, even in your name, God says you have power. God says you're going to walk in power and authority. I see a trip coming forth. It's like an international business trip. And it's going to be a trip that's going to bless you tremendously. I see a new home, new community for you. I don't know if you have a desire to move from where you're living, but God is beginning to take you into new places, new heights, new horizons. God says, prepare yourself. A new mind, a new mindset. God says he's elevating your mindset. He's elevating you and you're going into a new level. This is a season of a new level, God says. Let go of the old and walk into the new. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, write it down and make it plain. And Father God's going to cause you to walk it out. I hear Father God saying favor concerning the vehicle situation. For Father God says what you've been praying for is praying for you. Father God says make up your mind and stand by your choices and do not waver. And I do hear Father God saying trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he's going to direct your path. Father God says through every challenge in this season know it's an opportunity. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. Thank you once again for the seed. And I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophet. Just know the Spirit of the Lord is making changes for you that is going to bless you. And you're going to see that everything that has happened in your life has been by divine purpose. And God said, I'll teach you and show you that those things that sometimes didn't feel good was all of me, because God simply states that everything in your life is either God sent or God used. If God sent it, it's for his glory. If the enemy sent it, he can use it to end up blessing you. And this is where you are. I can tell you that great things are in store for thee. Sister Dominique, know that this seed has opened up a door where you will experience my hand of favor. A door where I will touch business. A door where the Lord says also concerning schooling, real estate is going to do you very, very well. I just want you to guard your temper, because the temper can block the good that Father desires to bring your way. I see investments blessing you. I see returns coming unto thee. I see God saying, I favor thee and I bring you to a time of expansion. For the Lord says, I am your financial banker and I will surely, surely bless you. You will understand that the battle is mine and it is not yours. As you move in faith, you'll come into a season of greater health and a greater anointing. God touches your feet. He touches the stomach. He touches your head even right now. For the Lord says things are becoming easier. And you're going to learn to share the power along with responsibility. The Lord says don't isolate yourself, but be about getting involved in things, social things of that nature. Because God says you're going to be emerging in this season. Saith the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says something is going to work out where it's going to be balanced, and I see fairness, and I see something working out where it's just going to balance, or it's going to work for the two of you. And that's the word of the Lord. Thank you, Sister Dominique.